Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Wright.
The Heart of Love, ooh, yeah. Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
What's going on? This is Reverend Dr. G. Wright, and you're listening to the Heart Love Radio Show coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. I hope you guys are doing well tonight. I'm going to play a little bit of consecrated for you tonight. I just sit back and relax, and I'm going to come back with the word tonight. The word is investing in your future.
Take my life, let it be consecrated for you. Take my gifts and my plans, let them be used for you. Here's my whole heart and soul, want to be a vessel for your glory. Take my life, let it be consecrated for you. Take my mind, let it be consecrated for you. Take my gifts and my plans, let them be used for you. Here's my whole heart and soul, want to be a vessel for your glory. Take my mind, let it be consecrated for you. I know I can come to you, Lord. I know I can come, so I come, Lord, with a humble heart, knowing you hear. I know you will hear. Every word I pray, take my, let it be consecrated for you. Take my gift and my plans, let them be. Heart and soul, want to be a vessel for your glory. Take my, let it be. Take my mind, let it be. Take my life, let it be. Take my heart, Lord, let it be. Take my life, let it be consecrated for you.
The sounds of myself, that was consecrated for you. I'm Reverend Dr. G. Wright, and tonight's message, we're talking about investing in your future. Invest in your future. You know, investing in your which is very, very important. That's something we have to do. Definitely. What's going on, Ramo? How you doing? I hope everything's going well for those who are coming through. Tonight's message, we're talking about investing in your future, or invest in your future. And I hope you guys are doing well tonight. We do this every Tuesday from 9 to 10 Eastern Standard Time. So this is how we do it, you know, and give a discussion, and then the topic, we need to talk about it. You know, you share your points on what I'm talking about. We just share, because it's very, very important that we encourage each other. And this is something we were doing even before COVID. So we're doing this, and we've been doing this for a while now, for over a year. You know, the show has gone dimension, gone a different direction, but it's all good, and it's amazing to see how God is moving in our lives. You know, so tonight, those of you who's here tonight, send a shout out. So what's going on? Invest in your future. Now, one thing about it is this. You know, the word God says, where two or three gathered in his name, there he will be in the midst. So whether it's two of us, whether it's three of us, I'm going to give you and share with you what God has placed in my heart for me to share. Because first of all, this is exactly where I am. So I hope you guys are ready. You know, I like to hear people's praise reports. You know, what's going on for those who are here tonight? How's God been working in your life? You know, but tonight's message, invest in your future. You know, I really believe this. I really believe that the seeds we sow today, the seeds you and I sow today, will become the reality of our tomorrow. What we plant today will become the reality, what will come down the line in the future, whether it's the near future, whether it's the close future. It's going to happen. What you sow is what you reap. When you plant apple seeds, guess what? You grow apples. When you plant, you know, whatever you plant, it comes back. So it's very, very important that we invest in our future. Hey, I want to give a shout out to my cousin who's on right now. Hey, tonight we're talking about investing in your future. You know, and investing in your future, like I was saying, what you put out today is what comes out tomorrow. The seeds you sow today, the seeds you plant today will become your reality. What tomorrow? Would you reap what you sow? What you sow, you reap. You know, so it's very, very important that we stay focused and understanding the importance and the need to invest wisely in our future. You know, if you don't know, ask somebody. You know, have you ever heard that statement? If you don't know, ask. Lord, what do I need to do? What do I need to change about my life? And sometimes we have to remember that it's very, very important that we invest in our future. Sometimes we want people to give us handouts. But it's like, what are we planting today? What seeds are we planting for our future and for what we're hoping to happen in our lives? What are we planting? You know, my first point tonight is this. I really, really honestly feel as if we have to remember to invest in ourselves. I'm going to tell you, invest in yourself. First point tonight, invest in yourself. Sometimes I see that, I feel that as if sometimes, I know I've done this, but you know, we put so much energy into what other people are doing. You know, who's calling us, who's not calling us. Hey, Dr. Lassane, you know, who's calling, who's not calling. We focus on that so much. I know I've done it before in the past, that we lose sight of what we're trying to do, because we put our energy into focusing on things that we cannot control. We can't control things, other people or situations. We can only control ourselves. So one of the things that God was reminding me about was this. Look, invest in yourself. You know, invest in yourself. And I think that sometimes, like I said, we lose sight about that. We lose sight about investing in ourselves. We feel like, oh, I can't do that. Well, if you're not going to invest in yourself, who is going to invest in yourself? You know, some of us don't have those stories. It's not like some people have those stories where someone saw something in them and said, you know what, I see that gift in that person. I would like to help invest in that person and their gift. But that doesn't always happen for everyone, right? It's very, very important that we learn to invest in ourselves. Invest in yourself. Invest in your future. Invest in yourself. You know, and we've talked about this throughout this ministry, throughout the program when I've had Dr. Nicole Wagner on, and we've talked about self-care, and I've spent hours or different shows talking about different programs. I'm talking about the importance of self-care. Self-care is important, and there's nothing wrong with self-care. If you don't pamper yourself, if you don't take care of your needs, who will take care of those needs? You know, and sometimes we have to, I feel like we have to be practical about it. There are some things that you can do. There are some things that you can do as far as self-care. You know, some people, some ladies like to love to take bubble baths. Some people like to love to take showers. Some people like to go for a jog. Some people like to listen to music and meditate. You know, invest in yourself. Self-care is very, very important that you take care of yourself. And I tell you this because some of us are so driven to get to our goals that we neglect ourselves. We neglect, you know, put some lotion on. You know, we neglect, take care of your feet. We neglect, let's clean up your house. Self-care, take care of yourself. Get a haircut. You know, shave. You know, self-care, invest in yourself. You know, introduce people to your best version of yourself. Instead of the, I'm too busy and I don't care about certain things. And then we just wonder how come people don't take our ministries and don't take us seriously because we're not taking that time to invest in ourselves. You know, it's true. What we present to people is what people see. So investing in your future, you got to start with yourself. Invest in yourself. Take care of yourself. Pamper yourself. It's okay. We work. Deborah said, hey, Dave says, Bo Bath, yes. Invest in yourself. Whatever that investment is, invest in yourself. You know, and that's what you got to do. And listen to this. My second point under invest yourself in yourself is this. Make sacrifices when needed. And you might be saying, Gregory, what are you talking about making sacrifices when needed? You know, we make sacrifices for parents. We make sacrifices for our mates. If you're married or girlfriend, boyfriend, you make sacrifices for your friends, sometimes for your coworkers. But we do not sometimes make sacrifices for our own sense of sanity. Sometimes, guys, you have to say, look, let me remove myself. Even investing in yourself. Sometimes you have to move yourself from toxic situations. Sometimes you have to be willing to say, you know what, I'm not going to go that route. I'm going to stay on this path right here. And this might not be something I want to do, but this is going to take me toward where I'm trying to go. Sometimes you have to make sacrifices. That's what comes. It's very, very important that we understand the season that we are in. It's very, very important that we understand the season that we are in our lives, making sacrifices when needed. Let me ask you a question. When it comes to your sanity, when it comes to investing in yourself, are you willing to make sacrifices? Are you willing to say, you know what, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to spend time or put energy into this particular situation, but I'm going to just make sure I do these things, particular things I need to do on my to-do list. Sometimes you might not be able to go and hang out. Sometimes you might have to take that time and say, you know what, let me go and exercise. Let me make that time out and say, let me go and study. Let me go and do the things I need to do, things I know I want to do, things I know I need to do. Sometimes you can't hang out. Sometimes you have to make sacrifices when needed. And how about this? Love yourself to life and invest in yourself. How many of you guys really out there who are coming through actually take the time to say to yourself, I love myself? Yeah, learn how to do this. I see you doing that, Deb. I see you doing that, sis. I see that. You know, learning to love yourself to life. And that's like this, making positive decisions in your best interest. You know, for myself, guys, you know, personally speaking, that whole thing about investing in yourself and really loving yourself, sometimes you say, I love myself enough to say I'm not going to put myself through unnecessary stress. I'm going to love myself to life. I'm going to love myself enough And I'm not going to put myself out there and wondering, like, what's going on over here? Why isn't this person reacting to that aspect? Of how come this person's acting that way? Sometimes you have to let people be who they're going to be. And you have to say to yourself, I'm going to love myself to life. Let me stay focused on doing the things I'm supposed to do. Investing in yourself. You know, love yourself to life. Making positive decisions. Positive decisions. Sometimes we put ourselves through unnecessary stress. And guess what? While we put ourselves through unnecessary stress, people are going on living their lives, being their best, doing their best, being themselves, doing what they want to do. It's very, very important that we stay focused in the season. And investing in ourselves is very, very important that we love ourselves, not to death, but love ourselves to life. Am I making any sense tonight? Am I making any sense? And then this next point I'm going to say is this, guys. Spend time with yourself. Spend time with yourself. I think one of the things that about this pandemic period is that some of us had to spend time with ourselves. And it's like, do I like this person? Am I liking this person in the mirror? Am I liking this reflection? Am I liking what I'm seeing, whether it's physically, spiritually, emotionally? Deborah says this, I used to think that if I wasn't under pressure, I wasn't really helping. Yeah, I feel you. Yeah, just you end up putting yourself through a whirlwind, going extra for other people who aren't even trying because they look at you and you're neglecting yourself. You're neglecting things that you want to do because you're out there trying to do that. So I understand that. I understand that. You know, and hey, Brian, what's going on? What's going on? Let's see what Brian's talking about. Thank you. I'm glad you put that scripture up there, Brian. I was like, okay, Brian's bringing come this scripture, Matthew 25:14-16. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling to a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same, and made them other 5 talents. Thank you for sharing that scripture, Brian. Brian is in the house. And I love that scripture, Brian, that you know, because in investing in yourself, I'm going to tell you this. I prayed. I said, Lord, I would like every gift you can give me. I want it all. And I'm just telling you that God's blessed me with some things, and I love photography. I love singing. I love working with my hands. I love building things. I got that part from my dad. I love building things, doing carpentry things. I love music. I love anything with hands. And, you know, but investing, you have to really, really be willing to say, you know what, Lord, use my gifts. So I believe God will use every gift that we ask for, but we have to be willing to invest in that gift. We have to be willing to, when he gives us these talents, to use these talents. Use it, you know, make a difference in somebody's life. You know, that's why I look at it. Make a difference in somebody's life. So I love that. I love that scripture right there, Brian. I really, really appreciate that. I love that scripture, you know, because guys, the things we have, we're supposed to use these things to hopefully give God glory. So spend time with yourself. What gifts do you have? What things, what gifts has God blessed you with? What do you have? You know, what can you do with your hands? What can you do? Can you create something? Can you draw? I've seen some people who've picked up their pens and started drawing again. Beautiful work. But it's very, very important, guys, that we take the time to spend time with ourselves. And like I was saying before, Brian shared that scripture. Really, people are really honestly either saying I'm liking what I'm seeing or I'm not liking what I am seeing. It's very, very important in investing in yourself. What do you like? What don't you like? What will you put up with? What won't you put up with? And those things that you would like to change, those things that you can change, are you willing to make that change? Are you willing to invest in yourself? And that goes with the people around you. You know, invest in yourself. But very, very important that you spend time with yourself, that you understand what you like. And not only spend time with yourself, but spend time with God. Spend time with God and allow God to speak to you about you and learn more about yourself and about you. Listen, God will show you. God will show you if you want him to show you. God will show you if you want him to show you. Oh, Brian's on it tonight. I'm going to get to that in a minute, Brian. You know, how many of you guys actually spend time with yourself? You know, there's an exercise that that I heard about, this exercise, right? And there's this exercise where you stand in front of a mirror and you say things that you like about yourself. You give yourself compliments. And what I found out and discovered is that some people cannot do that. Some of us have a hard time with looking in the mirror and saying, you know, I'm loving, I love the, you know, you love yourself, whether it's the wrinkles, whether it's the fat, whether, whatever it is, you know, that you love yourself. It's very, very important that we learn to appreciate what God has given us and that we're willing to spend time with ourselves. That goes with investing in your future. If you don't know who you are, guys, when people come to you with a whole bunch of things, you're going to be tossed to and fro because you don't know what it is that you like. Some people are living vicariously through helping other people, you know, but it's like, what about you? What do you like? What do you like? What do you like? I'm going to share that in a little bit, Brian. I'm going to share it in a little bit. That can go exactly with my next point. Invest in your dreams. Invest in your dreams. So invest in your future. Invest in yourself. Second point, you have to invest in your dream. How many of us look at, well, I say this. I'm going to change it around. Invest in your dream, right? When you invest in your dream, how many of us actually spend time, really, we talk about writing the dream down, right? We've talked about that, writing your dream down. But how many of you guys actually sit down and say, you know what, this is what I need to do to get from point A to point B? You make the plans, but you allow the Lord to lead you, right? You know, and how many of us really take the time to say, you know what, I'm going to invest in my dream? If you want to become well-known, whatever it is that you like to do, then you have to study. You have to study. You have to spend time. How do I get to point A? And ask the Lord, Lord, how do I get from point A to point B? I know for myself, becoming, you know, busy with life, and life is coming busy again, busy, busy, busy. What's going on, Neil? You know, that sometimes you lose sight. But it's like, what am I doing? What are my actions? Are my actions leading me toward what I want to do? If you want to act, that means you have to put yourself in the company of actors. That means you have to go out there, pound the pavement. If you're doing music like I'm doing music, and my ministry, God's like, focus on your ministry and the music will come. You know, so I've been doing that. I'm investing in my dream. I'm doing this every week. In whatever way you're investing, like my sister Deborah, she's investing in her company. You know, you invest in her companies, You invest in your dream. You invest. You put the time, you put the effort. So invest in your future, invest in yourself, invest in your dream. You might be saying, well, how do you invest in your dream? Deborah says, yes, surround yourself with those who are doing what you want to do. That's so true. That's it right there, Deborah. That is it right there. Surround yourself with those who are doing what you want to do. Invest in your dream. Hey, Peggy. You know, and if, how many of you guys are really willing to do that? Say, I'm going to step out. I'm going to do something different. It might take me out of my comfort zone, but I'm believing what God is saying to me. I'm believing what God is doing in my life in this season, so I'm going to be willing to invest in my dream. Second point tonight, invest in your dreams. How do you invest in your dream? Deborah did say, surround yourself with those who are doing what you want to do. That's so true. Sow seeds toward your dream. Sow seeds toward your dream. It's like this. If you want to have a studio, right? You might have to save some paychecks so you can get the things you need to get to have your suit, to get your studio. You know, perhaps God might say, you know, I want you to sow into this person's ministry. I want you to get this person's ministry, and I'm going to bless you. Sow seeds toward your dreams. Making those sacrifices that are needed, like I said earlier, being willing to make sacrifices when needed. Deborah says, don't be cheap. That's right. That's a good point. Don't be cheap. Sometimes we want grade A results given C-level seeds. We want A. Lord, I want that prime rib, but I'm going to give you this low cut. No, give the best. Yeah, that's true. You know, I'm making that analogy with food. But, you know, sow that seed. I love what you said. Don't be cheap. Sow seeds toward your dream. And, you know, how many of you guys really actually know what you're even say that you have a dream? Because guess what? I want to tell you this. You are not too old to dream. You are not too old to dream. You know, and I really honestly believe this. As long as you have breath in your body, guess what? You have a chance. As long as you have breath in your body, you have a chance. You know, long as you're not too old. You're not too old. You're not too old to dream. You're not too old to believe in what God can do for you in your life. So those who are coming on, we're talking about tonight, invest in your future. First point, invest in yourself. Second point, invest in your dream. And like Deborah was saying, don't be cheap. Some of us want grade A results, but given C on a C level. Come on now. You know, hey, Miss Yvonne, you know, some of us want, God, I want you to do this. We want the anointing, but we don't want to go through anything. Sow seeds toward your dream. When we see people on TV, we see people in their ministries, we see that they're successful. We have to ask ourselves, what did they give up to get to that point? You know, perhaps they weren't able to go riding around with their friends and people watch and do all those different things. Perhaps they were on their knees praying. Perhaps they were going to someone's church preaching or singing or ministering to someone. You know, Deborah says, right, I want to die empty. All that God has for me, I'm going to get it. Yeah, I heard that before. Where'd you get that from, Deborah? I heard that. I want to die. Oh, yeah. The actor, Chadwick. Yeah, I love that. And I love what Neil said, set realistic goals. Yeah. I'm going to agree with you on that, Cornelius. I'm going to agree with you on that, Neil. And Deborah says, yes, Cornelius, celebrate each small step. That's true. Because sometimes we can dream, but we don't make it realistic. But on the other end, sometimes I say dream bigger and then take those small steps. Focus on those small steps. This is a giving up way. Help somebody. All right, Pastor Rodney. You know, but I love that. Set realistic goals. I love that. You know, what can you do now? You know, it's because sometimes we get so lost in setting these big, huge goals. Give yourself small goals. In education, we talk about benchmarks. Have benchmarks. It lets you know how far you've gotten along the way. And for those who are coming through, we're talking about investing in your future. And I really love that part you said right there, Cornelius. Yeah, that's the key. Focus. Stay focused. Yeah, that's it. Oh, you guys are preaching. And I love this part when you, Rodney says, this is a giving up way. Sow into others. Be willing to sow. When you sow into someone else's ministry, and I tell you this, when God tells you to do it, and you're obedient, sow into others. Sow into others. Perhaps you can go and help someone else in their ministry. And not just helping so you can receive something from the Lord, but just helping. And if you live a lifestyle like that, when you investing in your future, when you invest in other people's future, you're going to be blessed. You know, and it's all about relationships. How do you guys feel about that? About the key, about relationships. You know, the relationships that we set with people, the relationships we create with people, God can use those relationships, even when after you've helped them, to bless you in your ministry. Peggy says, lay out a strategy. Okay. You guys, all right, lay out that strategy. And then with that laying out that strategy, we have to also be willing to say, be flexible when God changes some things around, right? When God changes things and he moves things. And like, remember, like we were talking about last week or week before last, we think we're going point B. God might take us point D to take us to the next level, but we have to be flexible. But we have to do our part, lay out that strategy. And how about this part? Spend time with your dream. Spend time with your dream. Build a good house on a solid foundation. Build that. All right, Peggy, that goes right with it. Lay out that strategy. Helping one another. You're right. That's right, Peggy. I'm going to share this. This is what Brian has shared. Brian has shared Proverbs 21:20. In the house of the wise are stores of choice food and oil, but a foolish man devours all he has. Proverbs 21:20. In the house of the wise are stores of choice food and oil, but a foolish man devours all he has. That's a great word, Brian. Thank you for sharing that. You know, we're talking about investing in your dream. Being wise, using wisdom. Being wise when you're investing. And then being obedient to what God is telling you to do. How is he telling you to help one another? Like, do we do like Deborah was saying, she was putting herself all out, you know, and just trying to help people. And sometimes we go not overboard, but sometimes we put all that energy and invest in other people that we neglect ourselves and invest in ourselves. So I love that scripture that Brian has shared about the wise person. You know, hey, Jareen, we're talking about investing in your future tonight. Yeah, that's. Thank you, Peggy, for putting that up. That's what Brian has shared, Proverbs 21:20. You know, and listen to this. Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 27, right? Matthew 7, 24 through 27. For those who are coming through, welcome to the Heart Love Radio Show. We're talking about investing in your future. First point, invest in yourself. Second point, invest in your dream. Now I want to share this. Matthew 7, verses 24 through 27. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice, is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against the house. Yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. You know, guys, the wise and foolish builders, invest in your future. How are you building your dream? How are you building your house? Is your house on a good foundation? Are you looking at people's fruit? Are you looking at your fruit? Are you examining where you're building your house and what's your foundation? Thank you, Peggy, for helping me out, Peggy. You know, are you doing that? You know, so spend time with your dream. Plan it out. Like Peggy said, lay it out. Like you guys are saying, help one another. Do those things. You know, be there. You know, stay focused. You know, I love that. Again, Neil. Staying focused. And then listen, now I'm going to tell you guys this. In investing in your dream, seek God more than your dream. See, sometimes we become lost in the dream, right? Sometimes we move away from, okay, what is God saying to God? Perhaps might show us a little bit. And then do you guys go through that? Where God shows you a little bit? The next thing you know, you're God. Seek God more than your dream, even in investing in your future. Understand the place where the dream is. You know, as my sister said in one of my songs, seek the dream giver. my song, All Things Are Possible. Deborah gave me that line in when she did backgrounds. Seek the dream giver, the dream giver, the dream giver, the dream giver. You know, seek God more than your dream. I say it because even this whole thing about investing in your future, it's about investing in yourself, investing in your dream, but understand the importance of God in the midst of everything. God should be your foundation. You know, and everything we should do out of love, right? We should do out of love. Seek God more than the dream. Do I want the blessings, or do I want to have the relationship with the person who can, who will even still give me the blessings? See, sometimes we're focusing on the things we feel like we want, but what is God saying that we need in this season? What is God saying that we, what we need? You know, do we want the end product, or we want to have a relationship with the person who can still give us the product? You know, seek God more than your dream. Is that making any sense? Is that making any sense tonight? Because sometimes we can become focused on the dream that we forget about our relationship with God. What's going on, Taylor? What's going on, Ms. Harris? Deb says this, yes, when he pulls back the curtain for a peek, are you saving? Are you spending? Are you investing? Are you hoarding? Seek God first, and all these things will be added. Word. Woo! Listen, that goes with one of the scriptures, Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. I love that. When he pulls back, I love that, Deborah. Yes, when he pulls back the curtain for a peek, are you saving? Are you spending? Are you investing? Are you hoarding? Now, hoarding part, I'm going to say this, guys. I'm going to say this. When I spent time in Japan, it was like one of the most peaceful times in my life, really. Because I was on a tour. I only had, it was 7 days a week. I had seven pair of clothes, seven pair of pants, seven pair of shirts, my guitar, because everything else was basically wearing robes and my jacket, and it was cold out there. I was in Japan. And I didn't have a lot. I didn't have a lot. My, you know, my things were back here at home. But and I'm saying it to say this, that hoarding part. Sometimes we miss out on the blessings because in investing our future, we're hoarding. Something happens when we allow God, when we keep our hands open and allow God to bless us with things, and we can bless, but we can't, when we hold on to those things and we're like, I'm not going to share, I'm not going to give this gift, I'm not going to help this person. Some of us have the word, but we're hoarding the blessings. We want God to bless us, but we're hoarding. And how can God bless us with something where we have old wineskins? We won't have anything fresh, anything new. Are you going to put new wine into old wineskin? No. You know, that whole thing about, I love that part where you say about, are you hoarding? Because sometimes we're hoarding and God's not able to really bless us because we're not willing to give. We're not willing to give. When we give, guess what? God blesses us back. You know, so invest in yourself, invest in your dream, seeking God more than your dream. And my third point, my question is this. Where is God in your present and future? Where is God in your present and future? But before I even go there, Peggy says this. The dream is actually given to us from God, but he wants us to seek him for that dream to come to fruition. I'm going to read that again, Peggy. I'm digesting what you're saying. The dream is actually given to us from God, but he wants us to seek him for that dream to come to, into fruition. Yeah. Thank you, Peggy. I agree with that. No, God gives us that dream, right? Now, sometimes we have those dreams. Sometimes, not every dream is from God now. You have to know which one. But I'm talking about those desires, the gifts that he's given you, those things that he's, some of us have had dreams from a young, as young kids, or even now. But it's very important to understand, not every dream is from God. But if that's the dream, that's what God's placed in your heart, and that's the direction he wants to give, take you in, you know, God gives you that dream. And yeah, he does want us to seek him for that dream to come to fruition. And then he wants us to also do the things he called us to do. So with those things also comes instructions. So investing in your future, when we invest in our future, and when God's told you to do some things, have you done those things? Sometimes we're like, Lord, I'm expecting X, Y, and Z. And God's like, well, did you do this part? Lord, you know, you haven't even, like we say, like kids say, I want more on my plate. I want more food. You haven't eaten what's on your plate. You haven't even eaten what's on your plate. Eat what's on your plate first, and then I can give you some more. Oh, that sounds like my mom. No, you can't get another piece of chicken. Eat that chicken that's on your plate first. You know, whatever it is, I love the part. Whatever it is, do that part first. So my third point, which is really a question that I want you guys to really ask yourself, is this. Where is God? In your present and in your future. Where is God? Where is God in your present and in your future? Did you even make room for God in your present and in your future? And now, this is a good question to ask yourself. But sometimes, guys, we don't make room for God, and then we wonder how come we're going through what we are going through, because we haven't made room for God. But where's God in your present? Where's God with you right now, in your present and in your future, in your plan, in your planning everything, in your laying everything out? Where is God in your present and in your future? Does this dream, it's amazing how God works through our conversations, because it goes straight into this question. Does this dream align with what God, with God's word, with what God has shown you? You know, does your dream align with God's word and with what he has shown you? You see, I'm talking now. Does it align? See, sometimes let's say God's gift for you. Okay, let's say your gift is art, but you're saying you want to become a financial consultant. But the dream that God's really, the gift and the dream he's given you has really been art. But you're going over here. You're going southeast, and you're supposed to be going northwest. Does your dream align with what God has called you to do? Some of you guys are running from ministry. You know, but you're thinking, you know, there's no money in ministry. How am I going to do that? So I'm going to do X, Y, and Z. And then you wonder, how come those doors are not opening for you? You're on the wrong path. Does your dream line with God's word and with what he has shown you? And am I making any sense? Am I making any sense, y'all? Am I making any sense? Hey, Mom, I see you on there. Hey. You know, because sometimes we're really, really, like, in the wrong field. That's kind of, it's good to see, like, even in this pandemic. I told you guys before, God told me I'm bigger than this pandemic, right? Now, I've seen people get increases on their jobs. I've seen a whole bunch of things. I've seen a whole bunch of things happen. Hey, Pastor. Yeah, it makes plenty of sense. Thank you, Deb. You know. Then you have to ask yourself this question. These are questions that, you know, of course, God's put on my heart, you know, because this is for me first. Now I'm sharing it with you. Would God be honored about what you are doing and saying? Because what we do and say affects future. It affects our future. What we are saying and what we're doing, it affects our future. So would God be honored about what you are doing and saying? This is like that middle of the road thing, right? We talk about tonight, invest in yourself, invest in your dream. Then we tied it up with about seeking God, and it goes to his third point. Where is God in your present and your future? Is God even present in your future? Is he really in it? Have you made room for him to be in your present and in your future? And that's the question I want to ask you. Have you made room for him? Have you made room for Christ in your life? Blessings to you, Pastor. Have you made room? You know, I want to tell you guys, we can talk about what God can do. There's a part of on us. There's ownership, because sometimes we want to take ownership. Are we making room for God in our present and in our future? You know, Pastor Peterson says, that's what we do and what we say. We must in covenant with the word of God. Okay. All right. Deborah said, dang, realize I just assumed he has gone ahead. I need to make more room. Yeah, make more room. I'm like, okay, Lord, that's what you're saying. I'm saying the same thing. Ooh, Lord, make room. Are we making room? Are we doing it? Then I'm asking you this question. Have you even asked the Holy Spirit to talk with you about your plan? Have you even said, you know, like Ms. Peggy was talking about laying it out earlier. Have you even asked God to say, Lord, Holy Spirit, please, you know, spend time praying about the plan. You know, Lord, this is my heart. You've given me, you know, what do you want me to do? And Lord, you know, I want you to be fully involved in this process. I'm gonna share this word. When you invest in people, I'm gonna tell you this. Pastor Peterson gave a word, and it's a word that really, really changed. It's a word that really, 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 really changed. All right, Pastor. Hey, Pastor. You know, that word, I believe, yeah. I'm going to just say this. When you speak that word that God has given you, and you speak that word into someone's life, you're sowing a seed, you're investing. And then when you say, Lord, have your way in my life. You know, have your way in my life. Lord, what do you think about this plan? Lord, I pray that you will guide this plan. This is the layout, but I know that you will guide this plan. Please guide this plan for my life. And then say, Lord, please lead me. Please lead me throughout this whole thing. Okay. I'm going to get to this one in a little bit. Thank you for sharing it. Now, Brian, before I read it, Brian, I want you to tell me why you are sharing Hebrews 13:5-8. I just want you to tell me why does that touch your heart to share it tonight. So while you doing that, Brian, I'm keep on going right here. Will God be glorified by what you are doing? Because you see, the thing about it is this: what we do now is setting the stage up for what God's going to do in the next season. What we do now sets the stage up for what God's going to do in the next season. You know, when Pastor Peterson has spoken a word, he's spoken a word about what God was going to do in my life. I tell you, that word changed my life. That word changed and revolutionized my life. Really, really did. So where is God in your present and your future? God is wanting to speak into your present and your future, but we have to be willing to allow him to speak. We have to be willing to say, yes, Lord. So even invest in your future, invest in yourself, invest in your dream. Lord, what are you saying to me about where I am right now? Lord, here's my plan. And listen, I'm going to encourage you guys. Don't be afraid about what, don't be scared. As I say, don't be scared. Don't be scared about what God might say. You know, sometimes we might say, oh, I'm not going to ask God because God might say no, or he might not say what we want him to say. But we have to be willing to say, I'm going to trust you, Lord. I'm going to trust you. Because God knows if we move too fast, if we move ahead of him, it can really, really mess us up. But if we move when he tells us to move, we'll be in those right places with those right relationships for God to say, boom, this is what's going to happen next. Boom. You know, we have to be in that whole process, we have to be willing to trust. We have to be willing to trust him more. We have to be willing to trust him throughout the process, even in investing in your future. Okay. Now I love this scripture right here. Now, I was waiting for Brian to tell me why he was sharing this, but the last part of that he shared, Hebrews 13, he was sharing 5-8. I love 8. It says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I love the Clark Sisters. And if you know I love Clark, if you know me, you know I love the Clark Sisters. Jesus the same yesterday, today, forevermore. One thing about him, he does not change. Okay, now I'm going to read this. This is what Brian shared. Hebrews 13:5-8. I wait for Brian. Okay, we have to let go and let God. God is the same yesterday and today. Thank you, Brian. I appreciate that, guys. I appreciate that, Brian. You just said it right there. Right there. Boom. So you guys get a chance to read Hebrews 13:5-8. we have to let go and let God. God is the same yesterday and today. You know, so in your where that question, where is God in your present and in your future? You know, he won't change. God's word will not change. You know, God is the same yesterday and today. Trust him. Trust him in your process. Trust him. So invest in yourself. Invest in your dream. Then ask yourself, where is God in this? And what I'm trying to do, where is God in this? So wherever you are today, in your homes, if you're driving, if, wherever you are, wherever you are, get a chance to listen to this. Ask yourself this question wherever you are. Where is God in all this? Everything I'm doing in my life, have I made room for God? Have I made more room? Do you need to make more room? Then ask yourself, do I need to make more room for him in this process? Because if you're trying to do God's work without him, some of us who are in ministry, we're trying to do God's work without him. That makes sense? I'm working for him, but I'm doing my thing that I'm doing. That makes sense? Without having that relationship? So I want to encourage you, don't be afraid to say, Lord, what do you think about this plan? And God might say, you're on it. You're right where you're supposed to be. And then God might say, I need you to do X, Y, and Z. But when you're investing, you have to be willing to allow God to really change you. Now I say change you, really work, really speak to your heart, and not be like, I'm afraid of what God's going to say. Don't be afraid. Just know that whatever he's called you to do, if he's giving you a vision, he's going to give you the provision. And just know that his plans for you, Jeremiah 29:11, his thoughts, you know, are good. They're good and not bad. Thoughts, you know, plans to give you hope in the future, you know? That's right. Brian says this, God hears our prayers and dreams. We have to trust and obey and watch God show up and show up. That's right. And show up and show up. That's right, Brian. That's like a song right there. Watch God show up and show up. That's not the song. Write that song, Brian. I'm not sure if you're a songwriter, but write a song. Watch God show up and show up. I love what you said, Peggy. Without him, it won't work. That's to come, guys. When in our plans, Lord, you know, before I even invest in this, I don't want to spend a whole bunch of time investing in something and God's not in it. And I'm going to take me further away from where he's trying to take me to. So, Lord, here I am. Invest in myself. Invest in my dream. You invest in yourself. Invest in your dream. And then say, Lord, is this – sometimes you have to do that thing, that checkup, that self-checkup. Am I missing you, Lord? Am I on the right track? You know, then you have to ask yourself, what is motivating? What is my motivation for doing this? Is my motivation positive or is it negative? Is it about proving something to someone else or is it about me just doing what God has called me to do? So are you trying to invest in yourself and in your dream so you can tell someone, look at what I've done. Why are you doing it so that God can be glorified? You know, so what is your motivation? What's your motivation? What is your motivation? And then will God be glorified by what you're trying to do? Will God be glorified by what you're trying to do? You know, I'm going to tell you this, guys. One thing, and I say this, you know, I'm not perfect. I'm not perfect. I'm far from perfect. But I'm trying. My desire, my heart is to do my best, is to give God the glory. You know, and I say that because being a Christian does not mean that we're perfect. We're imperfect, saved by God's grace because of the sacrifice Jesus made on the cross. You know, where is God in your present? What is your motivation? What is truly motivating you to go to that place where you're trying to go, to get to the next level? What is your motivation? So in that whole thing that goes with your building your foundation we were talking about earlier tonight, you know, what is your motivation? Is it to really help people? Did God bless us just, you know, just be rich and then we can live in a nice house? You can live in a nice house. Just as long as you love Jesus more than a house. Just as long as you love God more than the things that you have. And then this next thing after that is this fourth point tonight. Stop, look, listen. Stop, look, and listen. So when you're doing that whole thing, which I call self-check, you know, self-check. Stop, look, listen. You know, we have to do sometimes, we have to do a self-check. Even when we're doing whatever it is that you were doing, sometimes we have to, whether we're checking to make sure our motivation, is our mind in the right place? Is our heart in the right place? You know, so after you've prayed and you've asked God and you've listened, then you have to sit back and look and say, once you've gotten started, you've been doing these things, stop, look, and listen. Stop, look, and listen. It is good to have benchmarks to see your progress. How well are you progressing in what you're investing in your future? How benchmarks, you know, from point A to point B to point C to point D, how am I doing with investing in my future? Focus on you and realize that people have things going on in their lives too. Don't lose yourself in everything that's going on around you. So I don't know about you. Even as COVID, guess what? You can still invest in your future. You can still invest in yourself. You can still invest in your dream. God can still work and do miracles. I'm seeing him do that in the lives of so many people. I'm seeing God increase their business, increase what they're doing. But in the investing in yourself and investing in your future, those people that you are in relationship with, understand this, that people have things that they're going through as well. So you might not be in the exact same season that they're in. The reason why I say this is because if you're at one person where you're wondering, what's going on with that person? I care about this person. What's going on with that person? I want to encourage you to stay focused. Neil said that earlier tonight, focus. Focus is key. Stay focused. Focus on you. Don't focus on what that other person might be going through. Sometimes you have to allow people to go through what they're supposed to go through, and you go what you go through. God will bring them through it. You have to pray for them. And now if God tells you to be there, then you be there. But sometimes you have to allow people to go through their process. But you stay focused on God and what he's doing and for the process that you're in. Am I making any sense? Because sometimes we lose ourselves and worrying about everything else that's going on around us. When God's saying, focus on me, keep God first. You know, God will keep them. You just focus on investing in yourself, your dream, and what God wants you to do. Now, why I'm saying this is a part of when it becomes obsession. This person not calling me. You calling the person. Not calling me, that, you know, let people be. You say a prayer for them, but you make sure you stay focused. So invest in your future. Make sure you don't become so emotional by the things that are going on around you in the lives of other people. What people are experiencing in their lives. Stay focused on God. Stay focused on making sure you are in a good place, a good mental place. Am I making any sense? Peggy says, be careful who you tell others. Everyone doesn't need to know. Right there. Amen, Peggy. Amen. I'm telling you, my mom always tells me, she's on here, hey, Mom, everyone doesn't need to know everything. I would tell you, years ago, I would have told you everything. No, I wouldn't. I was kind of private, really private. But for some things, I would. But sometimes, guys, people going through what they're going through, and if they're not in the right place, you're sharing your dreams, you're telling them your heart, and they might be jealous of what you're telling them. So what some people do, they tell you negative things. And the next thing you know, they've infiltrated your good heart, the good seed, and here comes this negative. Then you draw that negativity in, and then you stop thinking possibly because you have this negativity coming in. Well, then people are speaking against your dream. You know, so it's very, very important. Be careful who you tell things to. You know, have your core people that you tell things to, and they pray with you and over you. It's very, very important. Be careful what you tell others, because everyone doesn't need to know, because everyone does not have your best interest. Making sense? Thank you. Yeah, Peggy. Yeah. You know, And listen to this. Your life is about you. And like I was saying, the understanding that everyone is not in the same season that you are in. So sometimes you might be by yourself. So invest in your future. Guess what? You might be on this lonely road. Lord, why am I on this lonely road? You guys ever feel like that? Like you're on this road by yourself. And when you are going through those things, it's very good to remember what Brian has shared in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You know, then Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Knocking should be given you, seeking should be found, knocking should be given you. Let's see. Asking should be given you, knocking, okay. Seeking, listen, guys. Asking should be given you, seeking you shall find, knocking it will be open unto you. Even when you're by yourself, even when you feel like you're alone. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Then Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, saith the Lord. Plans to what? Prosper you, right? Not harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. So when you're going, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. So even when you're by yourself, you say, you know what? I'm still going to focus on God. I'm going to still focus on God. I'm still going to invest. God is with you. You're not by yourself. That's the point. God is with you. You are not by yourself. You know, and I went through to share those different things because your life is about you. You've got to focus on, you have to focus on your future. Who's going to focus on your future? There's some things that God said is in your hand. What are you speaking? The power, life and death is in the power of the tongue. What are you speaking? People speak death. Some of them love to speak death. But if you love to speak life, watch how God moves in your life. Who are you connected to? Who's connected? And invest in your future. Who are you connected to? Sometimes you have to stop, look, and listen. Stop, look, listen. Where's your heart? What are you going through? Being real with yourself, right? In with the positive, out with the negative. Stop looking and listen. Are the people around you positive or negative? Like Deborah was saying earlier, as far as being around people who are doing what you would like to do. If you want success, godly success, have godly people around you. Whatever it is. Invest in your future. Who you're connected to affects your future. It affects your present, and it can affect your future. First point, invest in yourself. Second point, invest in your dream. Third point, where is God in your present and in your future? You have to ask a question. Stop, look, and listen. Invest in your future. Invest in your future. How do you invest in your future? How do you invest in your future? My question is, what are you doing today? I'm telling you this, guys. There's a time for rest. There is a time, you know, for rest. On the seventh day, God rested, right? There's time for everything. Invest in your future. Invest in your future. Invest in yourself. Who is going to do it better for you than you? At some point, you have to take ownership. At some point, you have to take ownership. What am I doing? I'm going to encourage you to put God first. Be God-focused. Pray, praise him, keep him first. Be God-focused. Put God first. Lord, I'm going to put you first in my life. First in the things I do. First in the things I say. And then, like a song, I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No, 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 no turning back. Listen, make that decision. I have decided to follow Jesus. Now, listen to this. I'm going to start singing at the beginning of the program because I've been speaking since since like 7:30 all day. But the point is, that song, I have decided to follow Jesus. You know, decide to follow God's road for your life. The plan that God has shown you, and is showing you the things that he wants to do in your life, follow him. Make that decision. It's a decision. So today, are you going to make that decision to say, Lord, I'm going to invest in my future. I'm going to invest in myself. I'm going to invest in my dream. Lord, I want you to be involved in everything that I'm doing. Let me stop, look, and listen and see what's going on around me. Who am I connected to? Where am I? Invest in your future. Make that decision. Give thanks for the little things. You know, it's funny, the things you guys said right here, like Neil was saying earlier about those steps, making realistic steps. Give thanks for the little things. Give thanks that you can stand up. Give thanks that you have what you have, what God has blessed you with. Give thanks. If you live with a heart of thanksgiving, you're not going to complain about what you don't have. You're going to thank God for what you do have, what he has given you. Give thanks for the little things. You will have what you speak out of your mouth. I'm going to tell you tonight, you will have what you speak out of your life. So if you say, I will never get this, I will never, that negative, that stinky thinking, that negative thinking, I'll never, guess what? You never will. If you say, Lord, I'm going to believe you. I'm going to believe, God, that you can do all things. And I'm just going to give thanks for what you have given me today. I thank you, Lord, for me being in my right mind. I thank you for bringing me out of depression, whatever it is that God has brought you out of. Thank you, Lord. Invest in your future. Speak life. Speak life. Have people around you who are positive. Have people around you who are positive, who love, who are God-fearing, first of all, who are positive, who are change agents. You will have what you speak out of your life, out of your mouth. So what are you speaking out of your mouth in this season? And listen, guys, listen. Before we leave tonight, I've got to tell you this. Stay committed to God and to the dream he has given you. All things work together for the good for those who love the Lord, right? We're called according to the purpose in Christ Jesus, right? Stay committed to God and to the dream he has given you. Stay committed. You might be walking this road by yourself for the next mile. While you walk that road through the next mile, guess what? God's probably talking to you. So when someone else comes up to meet you at mile two, he's already prepared you for what's to come next. But stay committed to your dream. You might be by yourself. It might be get a little lonely, but guess what? God is with you. You are not alone. Stay committed. And sometimes investing also means letting go. Sometimes investing in yourself, investing in your future, means letting go. Letting go of fear. That's a good thing, right? Letting go of relationships that are not conducive to what God wants to do in your life. Sometimes it's about letting go of preconceived ideas about what we feel like God was going to do or is going to do in our lives. But sometimes God might be saying, no, that's not, let me help you along the way. But you have to be willing to let go and say, Lord, be in control. Are you at that point? Are you at that point? Are you at that point? So the question today is this. Are you willing to invest in your future? Are you willing to invest in your future? Invest in yourself. Invest in your dream. Where is God in your present and in your future? Stop, look, and listen. Invest in your future. No, listen, I'm spiritually, physically, emotionally, psychologically, financially, I'm really expecting God to really move in my life. And I'm grateful for what he's doing in my life right now. And some great things are happening, and I will share those things with you guys at another time. Yeah, whatever it is that God is calling, telling you to do, do that. Whatever he's calling you to do, do that. And I'm excited to see what God is going to do. For me, letting go of being so rigid and saying, Lord, let me, Lord, I'm flexible. You know, you can use me. Lord, speak to my heart, speak to my situation, invest in your future. Being willing to say, Lord, I'm going to let go of my preconceived ideas. And I'm thanking you for the doors that you are opening in this season. Invest in your future. Invest in your future. Physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, psychologically, financially, invest in your future. First point again, invest in yourself. Second point, invest in your dream. Third point, ask yourself, where is God in your present and in your future? Third point, stop, look, and listen. Fifth point, invest in your future. Do the work. Keep God first. Allow God to lead you. And make that decision. Say, I will follow you. I have decided to follow Jesus. Follow him. And like Brian said before, Hebrews 13:8, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He does not change. Invest in your future. Listen, you are not by yourself. God is with you. Whatever it is that God is telling you to do, trust him. Trust the process. Stay committed to God and to your dream. Invest your future. It starts today. I started with this. I'm ending with this. The seeds you sow today will become the reality of your tomorrow. I want to say God bless you guys. Please share this ministry time together. On your pages. I thank you guys for the prayers. Please pray for our ministry, Fire Heart Ministries. And I'm really excited about what God's doing in my life. Please also check out my official website, www.gwriteonline.com, and check out my music. You get a chance, G Write. And guys, really honestly, it's really, really, really about encouraging one another. Find your purpose and do what God has called you to do and do it 100. We do it 100 when we're trying to search for this person, search for this relationship, this friendship. Put that same energy in doing what God has called you to do. And be connected to people who are trying to do what you're wanting to do. Allow God to bless you with those relationships and watch what God is going to do in your life. Watch what God's going to do in your life. Trust the process. Invest in your future. Begin today. Begin today. Begin today. And I'm praying for you, Peggy. I pray for you. God bless you too, Mom. God bless you. Thank you, Peggy. And I want to say this, guys. I pray that God will, that you guys who are listening, that you will invest in your future. And don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of change. Don't be afraid to step out. But make sure you're doing what God has called you to do. If God's telling you to step out, make sure you're doing it because God has told you to step out. You know, and I want to say this. I appreciate the emails that I get, the DMs that I get from people saying that this word confirmed what God has been doing in their lives. You know, so I appreciate when you guys do that, when you guys share it on here, and the DMs, the personal messages, direct messages I get from you guys saying that God has confirmed this word in your, for you. You know, and I say, God bless you because this is where I'm at and this is what I'm doing. And I pray God will bless you. And I pray you will not be afraid to step out. Watch what God's going to do in your life. Watch what God is going to do in your life. Hey, LaShawn, watch what God's going to do in your life. You know, the seeds you sow today will become the reality of your tomorrow. God bless you. Be encouraged. Please continue to pray for my mother. And I thank you guys for praying for my mother. Really, really, we really, really do appreciate it. Appreciate you guys. And I also say this prayer for you guys that God will bless you. Those of you who have lost loved ones and friends and people who are in a hospital, who are fighting for their lives, some who have passed away. I pray God will give you peace. I pray for you as you go through the grieving process. I pray for you as you go through this time of change, this time of healing. And I pray that God will touch you, touch your hearts, that you will allow him to lead and guide you. And I pray that you will continue to keep him first. If you don't know him in Jesus' name I pray. If you don't know him for yourself, just say, Lord, please come to my heart right now. Please forgive me. I'm a sinner. I believe Jesus Christ died for my sins. And I pray you'll come into my heart and into my life and be Lord in my life. It's that simple. Just do that. And guess what? He will come in. And he will come into your heart, into your life. And to say, Lord, I want to live for you today, and I want to invest in my future the way you want me to invest in my future. And I pray God will bless you. I pray that God will keep you, and I pray that you guys will continue to keep me in your prayers, pray for my ministry, and I pray for you guys. And I pray you guys be encouraged tonight. I appreciate you guys. Hey, Moses, when you get a chance, check it out. We talked about tonight investing in your future. God bless you guys. Have a great night. Be encouraged and know that you're not by yourself. God is with you.